In the Central African Republic, people lined up early to vote in the second round of presidential and legislative elections. Poll monitors say the voting has been smooth and fair. Voters are choosing between presidential candidates Martin Zegile and incumbent François Bozizé, as well as 87 members of the National Assembly, who failed to gain more than 50% of the vote in the first round. A local journalist, Makaboso Koto, who was at a voting centre in the Galadja district of CAR's capital Bangui, said he believes the elections are open and says the atmosphere is not at all tense.
Les bureaux de vote ont été ouverts à temps. Tout se passe pour le moment très bien.
Mr. Koto says people are voting very quickly and the second round of elections was well organized. Security forces were visible on the streets but keeping a low profile. An election monitor for presidential candidate Martin Zegile, Manuel Bombetuma, said that turnout is not as high as the first round. Speaking from a voting center in Galadja, Mr. Bombetuma said that the voting has been smooth. He said he believes his candidate, Mr. Zegile, has a good chance of winning. A former prime minister, Mr. Zegile, won 23% of the vote in the first round of voting in March, while incumbent François Bozizé led with 43%. Sunday's elections are set to end 2 years of military rule under Mr. Bozizé, a former army general who came to power in a coup in 2003. Mr. Bozizé, who cast his vote Sunday morning, accompanied by his wife, said democracy has been restored in his country and called the elections a unique occasion. Many hope that fair elections will help stabilize the mineral-rich but poor country, which has had multiple coups since independence. Over 300 national and international election monitors are in the country to observe the second round of elections. The opposition said voting and vote counting in the first round was marred by fraud. Gabby Menezes for VOA News, Abidjan.